sound of the rain. It's easy to sleep when it wets my brain. You covers my rest with a saccharine sheen, kissing the wind through my window screen. The restlessness call says that I can't hide. So much on my mind that it spills outside. Do you wanna go stroll down the financial street? Our clothes might get soaked, but the building's sweet. And there's no
Hello, hello, hello. This is Harrison. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the first summer show of what was once Strange Waves, then Stranger Waves, and is now back to Strange Waves. Auden's going to be popping in periodically. I think he's going to be here in a few weeks to do one of the shows, but he's traveling and stuff, so we'll get him when we can. But for the time being, it's going to be a solo show. But today I am joined by Amy.
Yes. Hey, guys. I'm Auden's sub for today. Great to be here. Super nice out. Campus is super empty, but it's pretty cool to have it all to ourselves.
So. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
That was Summertime Clothes by Animal Collective. Fun was a fun one to open up the summer version of Strange Waves. But yeah, so if you're in town, if you're listening and you're in town and you want to swing by and come on the show, it's going to be every Wednesday at noon. So just shoot me a text to me and set something up. And yeah. Gonna try to do some DJing this summer, do some vinyl action, because I moved into an apartment pretty close by, so I'm gonna be able to bring over some wax pretty easily. And yeah, that's kind of the rationale for this summer. So we'll see. We got a pretty upbeat set today. Got some Stevie Wonder up next. So yeah, enjoy.
And wish I made the flower grow into a lovely smile that's blooming. And it's so clear to me that you're my dream come true. There's no way that I'll be losing.
So I've been saying this for the past few weeks, but it's going to be a Stevie Wonder summer. I'm convinced every time I listen to a song by him, it just like reaffirms in my head that he's the greatest musician of all time.
Yeah, super upbeat, super good for summer.
Oh my God.
I stand by that.
He's so good. So good. Anybody, if you have any Stevie Wonder vinyls just kind of collecting dust, let me know. I'll take them off your hands. I need to get Intervisions and some other stuff. But yeah, Stevie Wonder. I don't really know what else to say about him.
Great stuff.
Great stuff.
Guy. It's gonna be the best summer ever, guys.
It really is. It's already
it's a good sign.
It's already shaping up to be pretty great. But we got some more great summer music up right now. Some older Beach Boys stuff. I'm more partial towards like the Pet Sounds, Surf's Up era Beach Boys, where Brian Wilson got weird with it, but the older stuff is great too. This is Barbara Ann by the Beach Boys.
Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, you got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann,
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
It's Barbara Ann, guys. Hope you enjoyed it.
Shout out Brian Wilson. Shout out the Beach Boys.
Do you have any Beach Boys on vinyl?
No, I don't really know how I don't. I need to get Pet Sounds and Surf's Up on vinyl, but like I just don't. I just haven't for some reason. I've seen them in stores and it just hasn't. I haven't actually gotten around to buying them.
Yeah, no. That vinyl collection is reaching upwards 80 pounds, guys. So.
Legitimately. Really? The milk crate was around 80 pounds.
Moving him in was just horrendous.
It was brutal. It was really brutal. Now they're sitting on a nice bookshelf, though.
They look great, yeah. Know.
Honestly, up next, I need to get a, oh boy. Can't even remember. I need to get nicer speakers and I need to get a, why can I not remember the name? Whatever.
It's a work in progress.
Work in progress. The setup's getting there. But yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know why I haven't really done this throughout the rest of the year, but I forget that clean rap exists. I forget that there are rap songs that don't have curse words in them that I can play during my time slot. So we're going to do some of that today. This is the best Lupe Fiasco song, which I don't really think that's like too hot of a take, but yeah, this is Kick Push. It's a great song. So let's get into it.
What up, y'all? Yeah, soundtrack, what's poppin', baby? Woo! If y'all ain't know, I go by the name of Lupe Fiasco, representing that first and 15. And this one right here, I dedicate this one right here to all my homies out there grinding. You know what I'm saying? Legally and illegally. You know what I'm talking about? So, check it out. First got it when he was 6, didn't know any tricks. Matter of fact, first time he got on it, he slipped, landed on his hip and busted his lip. For a week he had to talk with a list like this. Now we can end the story right here, but shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air. Yeah, he said it was something so appealing, he couldn't fight the feeling, something about it. He knew he couldn't doubt it, couldn't understand it, branded since the first kickflip he landed. Labeled a misfit, a bandit, cocoon, cocoon, cocoon. His neighbors couldn't stand it, so he was banished to the park. Started in the morning, one stopped after dark. Yeah, when they said it's getting late in here, so I'm sorry, young man, there's no skating here. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And away he rolled, just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push and coast. My man got a little older, became a better roller. Yeah, no helmet, hell bent on killing himself is what his mama said, but he was feeling himself. Got a little more swag in his style. Met his girlfriend, she was clapping in the crowd. Love is what was happening to him now. He said I would marry you, but I'm engaged to these Ariels and Varials, and I don't think this board is strong enough to carry two. She said, bow, I weigh 120 pounds. Now, let me make one thing clear, I don't need to ride yours, I got my right here. So she took him to a spot he didn't know about, some odd in the apartment parking lot. She said, I don't normally take dates in here. Security came and said, I'm sorry, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just lovers intertwined with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push, yeah, yeah, and coast.
Yeah,
swing it.
Yeah, yeah. Before he knew he had a crew that wasn't no punk, and they spit fire shirts and SB dunks. They would push till they couldn't skate no more. Office building lobbies wasn't safe no more, and it wasn't like they wasn't getting chased no more. Just the freedom was better than breathing, they said. An escape route they used to escape out. When things got crazy, they needed to break out. They'd head to any place with stairs, any good grinds, the world was theirs. And they four wheels would take them there, until the cops came and said, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just
rebels without a cause with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come roll with me, just a rebel, looking for a place to be. So let's kick, and push, yeah, yeah, and coast.
He fell off so hard.
Wow, yeah.
Lupe Fiasco fell off so hard.
When was that one made?
That was 2006.
Gotcha.
And then, like, just one other decent album, and then he released Lasers, which is, like, the most pandering, like, radio-friendly type thing, and it's just bad, and he hasn't really done anything since, unfortunately.
Gotcha, yeah. No, that was the first time I've actually listened to that one.
It's a good song.
I swear, horns make everything better. Shout out Brass Instruments.
Yeah, shout out sampling Latin music.
Yes.
It's good stuff. Speaking of samples, Kendrick Lamar dropped an album this week, and it's really good. I'm on listen number 4 or 5. I can't really remember, but it's really, really good. Can't play any of it on air, unfortunately. I think I could probably find a clean version, but I don't want it, like, stopping every 30 seconds to, you know, cut out a curse word.
Yeah, that's just not cool, guys. What's your recommendation off of that one?
I mean, listen to the whole thing through. It has a flow to it, and there's, so it's a double LP, so, like, the sides kind of mirror each other. There's, like, recurring motifs on, like, the first and second side that kind of, like, mirror each other. That's kind of, it's clever. The best songs on it are Father Time, United in Grief, Savior, and I want to say, those are the three that really stick out to me. I think Father Time is definitely the best song on there. Sampa is insane, and I might actually play some Sampa later. We'll see. But before the album came out, he released a promotional single called The Heart Part 5, which is, like, this little series that he does before his albums drop. He drops it as, like, here's what you should expect in terms of, like, messaging from this project. And I think it's better than a couple of the songs on the actual album. But it uses a Marvin Gaye sample of a song that I really like called I Want You. So we're going to listen to that right now.
All right,
Marvin
Gaye. Sounds good, yeah.
Another goat, but yeah.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Yeah, don't do heroin.
Yeah, heroin sucks, guys.
That's my favorite PSA ever. I love it so much. I love the weird vintage 70s, 80s heroin PSAs and people.
Yeah,
I guess we're still...
Horrible.
Weird, yeah, horrible stuff.
I'm a big fan of the latter one.
The latter one's a good one.
Gotta watch out for them. Pretty dangerous as well.
Okay, there was one that Ada and I played that we were like...
Oh, that was the no drunk driving... Or no, don't jump into the pool.
No. There was another one that was like completely out of pocket that we were just laughing about for like 30 minutes. I need to figure out which one it was. It was the Alec Baldwin one about like PETA, I'm pretty sure.
They got a good collection up here.
Yeah. All right, well, I lied. It's not just a Stevie Wonder summer. It's also a Steely Dan summer. So we got some Aja coming up, which shout out. Don't shout out Donald Fagen. I don't know if you guys know this, but Aja is used as like the gold standard when testing audio equipment because it is literally a perfectly mixed album.
Like, oh, I think you did say that.
Yeah, objectively, it's like a perfectly mixed album, right? But the the absolute hell that people had to go through making it. Like, I can't remember if it was this song or if it was Peg. I have Josie coming up. But one of them, there's, like, a guitar solo in it that they did, like, 100-something takes of. Because they couldn't, like, get a certain tone to be, like, hearable at one point.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, like, they put, like, cocaine's crazy.
Really, yeah. Well.
But, yeah.
We gotta get some of that on here sometime.
No, we don't.
No, not cocaine, the album.
Oh, well, we have some coming up right now.
Well, that's very exciting, guys. Ignore that, yep.
Yeah, alright, this is Josie off Aja. Enough said.
Thank you.
great song. Great song.
If you didn't already know, that's what perfection sounds like.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I don't know. I said it's a perfectly mixed album, but like it kind of is legitimately just a perfect album in every way. I love Aja so much. I don't know. I've met some people who think Royal Scam is better, and I've met some people who think Gaucho is better, but Aja's the best, Gaucho's second, Royal Scam is third. You can add me on that. All right, we got a fun second half-ish of a set up next. Got some longer songs in here. Should keep us going. Up next, we have a song by The Strokes, At The Door. This might be my favorite Strokes song ever. I think this is the best song off of probably their best album, The New Abnormal. Trying to see if I can get to go see them at Boston Calling in a couple weeks.
That should be good.
Yeah, I don't know. Gotta look tickets, at those. Tickets are kind of stupidly expensive for what they are. Like, it's not even the ticket itself. It's there's like $75 in fees, which is just what makes me not want to get it.
And they make you buy the bundles, which makes you go for 3 days.
You can buy single day tickets.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it'd be one thing if the ticket itself was $200, but it's not. The ticket's $125, then it's $75 in processing fees and whatever.
Never knew what that meant, but
it's just getting extra money out of you is all it means.
Those fees.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I don't know. Like, the music festival back home that I go to a lot, Sunfest, has you can buy tickets at the door, and then you don't pay fees because you aren't doing it online.
That's nice. I don't know if they have that. I'm from Boston. Don't recall, but I don't know.
We'll see. I don't know. I would love to go on Saturday and see The Strokes, King Gizzard, Black Pumas, Earth Gang, Run the Jewels.
Yeah, Saturday is definitely the best day.
Saturday is like a way better lineup than anything else. It's kind of funny. Like all the other days are like seriously lacking in comparison, unless you're like a huge Weezer fan.
Yeah, they've been having a little trouble with the lineup recently. Kind of unfortunate, but
I don't know why. I feel like you would be able. I feel like Boston's a good enough city to get like some pull for some bigger artists. I mean, like they're getting The Strokes and Metallica and Nine Inch Nails, who are like pretty huge bands, so I guess that's valid, but like the smaller lineups are really struggling.
Yeah. Who replaced Foo Fighters?
Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Which I would go to, but I don't know how I feel about seeing Nine Inch Nails in like a festival environment. That doesn't really seem like the ideal. I want to see them in like a basement or like a warehouse or something.
And see them like they've never been seen before.
Yeah, it's also just going to be a bunch of like boomers and millennials.
All right. We don't know.
Nah, I'm pretty
confident. Let me know on Saturday.
Yeah. All right. So this is At The Door by The Strokes.
Yeah, enjoy, guys.
She took my line.
I'm sorry.
I can't escape it. Never gonna make it out of this in time. I guess that's just fine. I'm not that quiet. My thoughts such a mess. I come in on board. One, two, run in four. Run at the door. That's what they do right in front of you, like a cannonball slamming through your wall. In their face I saw what they're fighting for. Can't
Yeah, that song is so much more interesting than, like, 90% of the Strokes catalog. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, no, I really like the second half of the song. It's really cool.
That's super cool. I love when, because Julian Casablancas, who's the lead singer, has a side project called The Voids, and they're pretty heavy on, like, synth usage and stuff, so I'm happy, like, when he brings that over to the Strokes and, like, integrates it. Because a lot of their music ends up sounding very samey. Like, you could play me a song from, like, the first three albums, and if it was, like, a deeper cut, I'd have a hard time placing it. Unless it was, like, I can tell you everything on Is This It, but Room on Fire and, oh, God, what's the third album even called? I don't even know. But, yeah, Room on Fire is cool. I really want to see Reptilia live. It'd be fun. But, whatever, I'm getting sidetracked. Got some Thundercat here. Black Qualls featuring Steve Lacy, Steve Arrington, and Childish Gambino.
Enjoy, guys.
There you go. Thank you. Yeah, I want to see Thundercat again really badly. He's opening for the Red Hot Chili Peppers at Fenway. But I would rather do Hard Labor than go to a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert.
Wow. So. You can always go to the opener and then...
Yeah, let me drop $200 to see Thundercat and then just leave.
Sounds like a great idea.
Sounds awful. It's such a weird pairing, too. I really don't think there's a lot of overlap between people who like Thundercat and people who like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I think those are, like, very two distinct groups.
It's not fun, too, when they put people that don't really match up, because then the crowd isn't really into it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I don't know. I feel like most Red Hot Chili Peppers fans haven't even heard of Thundercat. Or if they have, they know, like, them changes.
They're about to, though.
Yeah. All right. Got some more clean rap.
Very coming nice. Up.
Nah, but this is one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite groups of all time. This is Check the Rhyme by Tribe Called Quest off the Low End Theory. Great rap album. Happens to be mostly clean. Yeah. If you want to check out some, like, good, older... I mean, I know this isn't exactly, like, new information for most people. But if you want to check out some good old school rap, A Tribe Called Quest is the way to go. Q-Tip's one of the... Q-Tip and Five Dog are two of the best of all time, so... Enjoy. Check the rock.
On the boulevard, I landed. We used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract.
And me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the Frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a smidgen. I don't get the message, so you got to run
okay.
The pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
But then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer, cause you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, that's where you're dead wrong. I slay that body in El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the fight was not the man. Cause you know, and I know, that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next, cause none can test me. I'm just a fly MC who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no home training cause I misbehave. I come correct and full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Check the rhyme, y'all.
The Boulevard of Linden, we used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the Viper,
and me, the Abstract. The rhymes were so rumpin' that the brothers rolled the Zack.
Hey yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember. I received the message and you will play the same.
You're on point, Tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the Resurrector and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock with speed. I'm agile, plus I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My opera presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple. Just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady. So kids watch your back, cause I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it, look at how they act. But off to better things like a hip-hop forum. Pass me the rock and I'll score them with decorum and proper. What you say, hammer? Proper. Rap is not pop, if you call it that, then stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, another fun one for you guys.
Yeah, it's a great song. I love it. There's another one I need to get on vinyl, Slow in Theory. Oh boy, I have a problem.
I didn't hear what you said.
I have a problem.
Oh, no.
I'm addicted to buying pieces of wax.
Oh, yeah. We know. We've been new.
I know. But yeah. All right, I think we got time for one more song-ish. I was hoping to have enough time to play two, but unfortunately, Grateful Dead live tracks are well over 2 or 3 minutes, so we're not going to have enough time to play two. But this is a personal favorite of mine off of... I'm not gonna say a personal favorite concert, but Red Rocks 78 is certainly a good show. I'm seeing them in July in Foxborough, which I am insanely excited for. It should be super fun. I'm only hoping that I get some songs I didn't hear the first time around. This actually hopefully might be one of them. We'll see. It's gonna be Cheese's first show ever, which should be fun. Hopefully some crazy circumstance doesn't end up preventing him from coming to this one like it has all the others.
Yeah, no. Hopefully he doesn't pass away at this concert.
Poor guy had Halloween tickets in New York. And, like, the Halloween shows are pretty legendary, but he got, like, the flu before, so he couldn't fly.
Oh, that's horrible timing.
Such bad timing. It was right before COVID, too. Oh, boy. All right. If you're listening, Cheese, buy your play ticket. Get up here. But this is It Must Have Been the Roses from Red Rocks 78. Yeah. I don't think I need to introduce much more. But if I don't have time to hop back on the mic, thanks for tuning in. We'll be here, or I'll be here every week this time, noon. Let me know if you want to come on the show. If you have any recommendations, send them my way. Should be fun, though. I'll be here all summer. So enjoy, guys. And I'll see you next week. Any last words, Amy?
Oh, yes. It was great to be on the show. You guys got to get over here. Well worth your time.
Yeah,
very fun.
It's fun to spend an hour in the studio.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, see y'all later.
Let my eyes
is complaining though. Come in and shut the door. Fading is the crimson from the ribbons that she wore.
I could.